Inscribed in gold on a white background, the image of a crown and the words Hallmark Media. A black SUV travels a two-lane highway past mountains. Words appear. Hallmark Media presents Retreat to You. In the vehicle, two women. In the passenger seat, a young blonde woman gazes out the window with a slight smile. Now, the woman as a teenager at a school dance. She watches as a young man in a Letterman jacket dances with another girl. A young man with dark hair approaches.
You dodged a bullet on that one, Alex. Dylan's a true idiot. It's his loss.
No, but we just broke up 2 days ago. I mean, isn't there supposed to be like a mourning period or something?
You never know. I mean, deep down, he could really be grieving.
Dylan twirls his partner.
You know, it might make you feel better if maybe the two of us danced together.
All right. Could you imagine? A swing back and forth like two dorks.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, these things are so lame anyways. Shouldn't have even come.
My mom's a chaperone tonight. If I tell her we're ready to go, we could be at Ardendale splitting a triple chocolate meltdown in less than 30 minutes. You want a bail?
Oh my god, Sean. Like usual, you read my mind. You know, I think you might be an actual telepath. Okay, quick. What am I thinking right now?
Sean touches his temples.
Abby, you can't egg Dylan's house. It's a crime.
You're right.
She watches Dylan dancing.
It's his loss. Plus, I'm actually not mad anymore because I'm the bigger person. Thanks for tuning in.
Anytime.
Okay, let's get out of here before the cheesiness of this place rubs off on us.
Back to Abby in the SUV, gazing out the window. She looks at a dark-haired woman driving and turns off the music.
I cannot believe that you have convinced me to go to adult summer camp. You do know how cheesy this is going to be, right?
It is not a summer camp. It is a lifestyle wilderness retreat. We are going to relax. We're going to catch up on sleep. We're going to become one with nature.
Okay, but is nature really that relaxing? Because there are a lot of things out there that could kill you.
Abby, this could be good for you. It could reduce your stress levels a little bit.
Uh-uh. I thought we were going there for you to get over Chad, because I like my stress levels exactly where they are. They help me feel alive.
I had a feeling that there would be resistance, so I brought bribes.
Abby looks in a cloth bag.
Mm-hmm. I thought we couldn't bring outside food in there.
We can't. They're actually very intense about their all-organic menu, so you're going to have to hide those in your underwear.
Rachel, you are a wonderful person, and for you, I will try to be positive about this very cringy thing we're doing.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Just leave your cynicism at home for 1 week.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
I know.
Okay, you try being a public defender in Los Angeles and not turning a little cynical. Like right now, I have a case where a dad took out 8 credit cards in his son's name. What are you doing? We gotta save them.
I'm taking a candy every time you bring up work. That is the rule.
Abby stares off. Rachel turns the music back on. Abby smiles as they drive past a mountain vista. Over a 3D model of moss and rocks, the opening credits. Emily Ullerup, Peter Mooney, Megan Heffern, Donald Heng, Chantel Perron, David James Lewis, and Chris Godier. Now nestled in an alpine forest, a terrace overlooks a crystal blue pond with a fountain. The SUV pulls into a sweeping driveway in front of a 3-story convention-style building. Abby and Rachel step out of the vehicle as a valet gets behind the wheel. Rachel scurries over to Abby and takes her arm.
Okay.
They stand on a footbridge, looking out.
You smell that?
Yeah. Crisp, smog-free air. It's unsettling.
Unsettling or the start of the most relaxing week of your life?
Okay, you keep saying my life. Isn't it our life?
A man with a tray appears.
Welcome to Azuridge Wellness Retreat. I'm Nathan, the resident chef. May I offer you one of our trademark spinach papaya smoothies?
Ooh, fancy. Thank you. I'm Rachel. This is Abby.
And aren't you allergic to spinach?
Yes, but I didn't want to be rude to the super hot chef.
It's not a problem. I'll remember no spinach for the girl in the cute purple Crocs.
Rachel poses as Mason smiles and walks away. A portly man in a beard rushes towards them.
You must be Abby and Rachel. You're our last guests to arrive. Not surprising, because I see here that you are both Geminis.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to keep an eye on you, too. I'm kidding. My name is Randy, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the best week of your lives. Now, who's ready to hit the reset button?
Oh.
Randy walks with them,
I know I am. Just so excited to be here, and I really hope I win the Best Camper Award.
Oh, no, we don't have anything like that. Awards suggest that one person is more valuable than the others. And here, everybody leaves as the best version of themselves.
Abby looks over at Rachel and rolls her eyes. Randy shows him to their room.
Ta-da!
Ah, twins.
Perfect.
Now, I know the beds are small, but I can guarantee that they are very comfortable. I've tested every mattress on the property myself.
Well, that's cool, thank you.
Of course, anything for my valued guests. I'll leave you to get settled, and I will see you in an hour at orientation.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
As he leaves, Rachel plops down on her bed.
He is a lot. I'll give you that.
I swear he's been put on this earth just to test my patience.
Well, you showed amazing restraint. I am very proud of you.
Anything for my valued friend.
Later outside, they stand at a 3D model of the resort.
Wow. This place looks amazing. Mm.
We are going to leave here so rejuvenated.
Ooh, there's even a babbling brook.
Okay. I'm going to have a very hard time taking this seriously if you keep saying things like babbling brook.
They walk near the pond fountain.
Well, the babbling is nice.
Just imagine us sitting here with a cup of tea and a good book.
Yeah.
They sit together on a cushioned wicker bench.
You'll be saying Chad who in no time.
Who? Chad? Your ex-boyfriend? The reason we're here?
Rachel nods at her and winces.
Oh, I knew it. You little liar. You brought us here for me, didn't you?
Things got really bad when you broke up with Jack.
Yeah, that's like over a year ago.
Yeah, but you really threw yourself into your work, and I know you love your job, but you kind of stopped taking care of yourself.
No!
You wore the same outfit for 3 days straight without noticing.
Technically not the same outfit, because on day two I wore a scarf.
Well, I just knew you wouldn't take a break unless you thought it was for me, so can you please, please, please just try and be open to this new experience?
Actually, this is like the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me, so...
Thank you. You would have done it for me. I mean, you literally did when you thought I was here because of stupid Chad.
I know, I don't know how I didn't catch on to that sooner. You were so boring.
But I was.
Later, in a modern dining hall with two-story high windows. Abby and Rachel rush to a table and sit down. Abby's eyes widen as she looks across the crowded room.
God, I know that guy. That's Sean. He went to high school with me.
Oh, let's go say hi.
What? No, no. Go say hi, okay? He's the worst. He's a monster, actually, and we gotta avoid him at all costs.
Okay.
Sean turns and sees Abby. Everyone jumps in their seats. Randy smiles beside a gong.
You guys are gonna grow to love that sound. We strike the gong for every meal, or as we like to call them, every nourishment gathering. But here at Azure Ridge Wellness Retreat, we're not just nourishing our bodies. We are nourishing our souls.
Okay.
Way above my head already.
Oh, no, don't worry. Randy just gets really into his speeches.
Yeah, this place is great. We come here whenever our marriage hits a little love hiccup. Here you go.
So several times a year.
Rachel leans in to Abby.
Oh, is that romantic?
And don't forget about our all-inclusive activities. Every class we offer is designed to break you out of that 9-to-5 mindset. It's why the fall sessions are my favorite here, because just like the changing foliage, you too can turn over a new leaf. And with that, the sign-up sheets are down the hall, and there is limited availability. So let's go!
The couple at Abby's table.
What are you waiting for? No, if I miss that pottery class, I really will ask for that divorce.
She snaps her fingers and goes. Her red-headed husband gets up and follows her. Abby turns to Rachel.
We're gonna do normal stuff, right? Like kickball? I like kickball.
No kickball, but don't worry. I went through the brochure, and I know exactly what we're gonna do.
Of course you did.
Why don't you go to the room and have a little nap?
I'm into that.
A sign reads, sign up for cooking with Chef Mason. Rachel stands alone and stares at the sign. She looks over her shoulder and then quickly writes one name on the sign up sheet. She slips the sign up sheet under a placemat.
Excuse me.
I didn't do anything. Oh, no. I'm not supposed to talk to you.
Ah.
So it was Abby.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Look, I don't know what she told you, but I'm really excited to see her. Abby and I were best friends in high school. It's just been a while.
Okay, well, this is new, interesting information. Goodbye.
She hurries away. Sean stands alone and looks down. Now, Rachel peeks into her room where Abby is lying in bed.
Okay. I hate to admit it, but Randy was right about these mattresses. How mad do you think he'd be if I stole one?
So, what is the deal with you and Monster Sean that we saw earlier?
I think he's just a guy from high school.
Really? Because he came up to me at the sign-up table, and he mentioned that you two used to be best friends.
Okay, yeah, we were friends. But he turned out to be a heartless jerk who I haven't seen or spoken to in 17 years.
Rachel slowly nods. Abby smiles and shrugs.
Care to elaborate?
Abby looks at her, then turns away and rolls her eyes.
We just graduated high school, and we made this pact to travel the country together before college started. I mean, we planned this since we were 11. And I was so excited. Our first stop was Portland. And then he never showed. Just left me at a bus stop. Yeah. Eventually I ended up going on the trip by myself. Never saw him again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That explains a lot about, like, who you are as a person.
Yeah, and I'm, like, fiercely independent.
Sure. Those words work.
Abby furrows her brow.
Aren't you curious about why he didn't show up?
No.
Come on. You're just best friends one day and he's gone the next? It doesn't bother you?
Abby shakes her head.
It's so mysterious.
No, Rachel, it's not a mystery. It's just a jerk, okay? End of story.
Or maybe it's not the end of the story. Because he signed up for the horseback ride and so did we.
Abby puts on turquoise-colored sunglasses. She leans back and wags a finger. An aerial view of a stable and corral tucked in a green valley. Sean pets a brown horse. Abby and Rachel stand at a fence as Randy appears.
Howdy, folks.
Okay, does anybody else work here?
Abby looks around.
You have made an excellent choice. Horseback riding is my favorite way for new guests to get the lay of the land. And the best part is, you each get to choose your own horse.
Ooh, I want that one.
Oh, I get that.
They see the couple from the dining hall.
Is it weird to call a horse handsome?
It'd be rude not to.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you don't want to be on the same horse as me?
Probably because the back of a horse isn't very spacious.
Well, and it would kill you to be that close to me for 30 minutes?
A horse rears up. Sean rushes over.
Hey, it's okay. It's all right, buddy. It's okay. I know that was scary, but it's done. You're good. You're okay. All right. Well done, Sean. You have excellent equestrian instincts.
Oh, it's not that. It's just, I'm a vet, so I'm around animals a lot.
So obnoxious. Hey, I'm on your side, but that was kind of hot.
Abby glares at her.
Yeah, he's totally the worst.
The worst.
You're a hat.
Thank you. That was very brave.
Oh.
Sean smiles and walks away.
Excuse me, does this mean I don't get to ride the handsome horse?
Later on a trail.
Wow. So you two have been to every national park in the U.S.? That's so cool, Barb! Which one do you like best?
Oh, our favorite is Yellowstone.
No, that's your favorite. I'm allowed to have a different opinion, Barbara.
Oh, okay then. Yes, which one is better than the only park with Old Faithful?
And right on schedule, there she blows.
Sean catches up to Abby on horseback.
Hey, Abs.
It's Abby.
Right. So long time, no see?
Mm-hmm. Emphasis on the no see.
Yeah, wouldn't do that with your heels. I think you're confusing them.
Well, we can't all be fancy veterinarians, Sean.
Okay. Look, I deserve a little coldness. But...
You know, it's water under the bridge. Hey, Barb! Sean here was just wondering when is the best time to go to the Grand Canyon. Do you want to give him some tips?
Oh. I have two words for you. shoulder season. Also, you move faster as a single. You've got to cut the dead weight, leave them behind.
In a modern bathroom, Abby wears a white terry bathrobe. She checks her phone as Rachel arrives.
Good morning. I got you your paleo breakfast.
Paleo? Mm-hmm. Cavemen had it so right. Why are they all dead?
Well, I had the chef replace the eggs with bacon, so it's pretty much just a box with bacon.
Well, maybe I was wrong about those cavemen.
Are you excited about today?
Depends. Sean gonna be there?
It's not my fault that the man has great taste in activities.
She walks away.
Eat up, buttercup.
Later in the woods with an instructor.
The High Ropes course combines the physical benefits of focused balance with the spiritual benefits of seeing the nature that surrounds us from a whole new level.
Sean looks up.
One. You know, it's a lot higher than it looked on the website.
You're gonna love it. Who wants to go first? Abby? How about you?
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't do high ropes. I'm just here to support her.
She sits on a bench eating.
Okay.
Rachel.
Oh, why don't I go after Sean?
No. You go first.
We're already wearing the harness.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, I know it's been like 17 years, but did you get over your crippling fear of heights?
Yes. People change, Abby.
Sean shakes on a narrow rope bridge.
Come on, Sean. Just a few more feet. You can do it.
No, thank you. I'm good here.
There's no reason to be afraid. Just a couple more steps and you're done.
Or one really big step.
Sean shuts his eyes as he takes a giant step forward, then leans against the ropes, frozen. The instructor looks up.
Sean, can you at least acknowledge that you heard me?
Sean, you can't stay up there all day.
Okay, yelling at him clearly isn't working.
Abby, what are you doing?
Somebody's gotta go up there and get him.
Are you gonna go rescue him?
Yes, but do not read into this, okay? Sean, I need you to keep breathing, okay? I'm gonna be right there.
I can't let you go up there. It's against company policy.
Well, I think the only other option is Sean spends the night in the tree.
Seriously, it's not meant to support two people. The line could break.
Well, luckily, there's like no food in this place, so I'm feeling super light.
I just watched you eat like a full box of bacon.
Yeah, like I said, empty stomach.
I warned you. Everyone heard me tell her not to, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not responsible for what happens.
Sean stands shaking on the narrow bridge. Abby arrives at one end of it as Rachel looks up.
Be careful, Abby!
Abby! What are you doing? You're trying to kill us both?
Always so dramatic. Sean, I just need you to move one foot in front of the other, okay?
It's too high.
Of course it's high. Why on earth did you sign up for the high ropes course?
I saw Rachel write your names down, and you've been avoiding me.
That is a very brave thing to do, but I promise you when we get to the ground, we can chit-chat, okay? But Sean, right now, I need you to move forward, okay?
Sean nods. He takes a step forward and then pulls back.
What if I fall?
Then we can sue for millions.
Sean smiles and steps forward.
That's it. Just look straight ahead.
Okay.
You got it. There you go. Yep. Left. You got it. Now.
Oh, it's okay. I got it. Okay. Oh, boy. I'm free. I'm there. I nailed it. I survived.
The instructor bows her head on the ground with Abby.
See? Told you I was light.
The instructor smirks.
Are you okay?
Yes. Yeah, just mainly embarrassed.
Well, that was a lot. I think we should move on to the next course.
The instructor marches away as Abby turns to Sean.
Do you want to bail?
Oh, you read my mind. Wait, do you by chance a telepath? Quick, what am I thinking?
Abby touches her temples.
Oh, Sean, you're awful. You want to burn down the ropes course?
Rachel follows.
What's happening right now?
It was an inside joke from high school.
Let's get out of here before it turns into a Veronica situation.
It's a Veronica situation.
Also an inside joke from high school.
Rachel rolls her eyes. In the dining hall, Abby sits across from Rachel. Rachel stares at her as she snaps a blue napkin on her lap.
Okay, Rachel, use your words. I'm not a telepath.
Really? Because you and Sean seem to have that power?
Okay. What's up?
It's just interesting that you said that Sean was a monster, and I've had to listen to you giggling like schoolgirls for the past 12 hours.
No, I know. I just...
I forgot how nice it is to have him around. You know?
Abby?
Mm.
Do you like a boy?
No. No, I don't. I absolutely not. He's like... He's an old friend from high school.
Old hot friend who's really good with horses and also knows your deepest, darkest secrets.
Okay. He's not hot.
Oh my gosh, Abby. I've never seen you have a crush. It makes you so human.
I don't have a crush.
Did he tell you why he didn't show up at the bus stop?
Nope. I haven't talked about it yet.
Well, I bet it's good because he doesn't really seem like the type of person who would be mean for no reason.
Okay. What's on the schedule today?
Thank you for asking. Goat yoga.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
What is the obsession with livestock around here?
Morning.
Sean, help. Rachel wants me to do yoga with goats.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds fun, actually.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
He walks away.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I guess it could be kind of fun.
Crush.
Abby glares at her.
Crush.
Later outside with a goat yoga instructor.
Lower down into cobra. And back into downward dog. Try to match the rhythm of your breath to the pitter-patter of little goat hooves.
Hear me out.
Sean.
I think that guy kind of looks like Adam Driver.
No, total Keanu vibes, man. Like, that goat does his own stunts.
You know the goats are for everyone, right?
The instructor.
Now is not the time to be vocal.
Fault that they like snacks.
Abby feeds the goats. Rachel shakes her head. Abby throws food at her.
Are you happy? I'm so happy.
Abby throws food.
Go. Sorry.
Sorry, everyone. Just trying to help.
And now we're upside down.
Later with Sean, Abby, and Rachel.
Okay, that was fun. I love your take on goat yoga, but you have to take the next activity very seriously.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
The talking circle. It's a place where we can share our feelings freely without being judged.
But judging is what I do.
I'm with Abby on this one. Not the judging bull part, but I don't want to sit around with a bunch of strangers and talk about my feelings.
But they're strangers, they're just a bunch of new friends.
No, I don't need new friends, Rachel. I have you. And that guy from 7-Eleven who only charges me for a small freezy even though I always get a large.
What if we did a sunset hike instead?
That I could do.
Great. Okay, I'll meet you back here in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Done.
You two sure love ditching the plans that I have spent a month researching.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad. Okay, it's just a talking circle. I mean, I need to do baby steps.
I think it would be really good for you.
Okay. Okay, what if I just do a talking circle with one person? And I asked Sean why he left me at that bus stop.
I guess that could work.
And then tomorrow I'm all yours.
Promise.
Yes.
Abby takes her by the arm.
Cheer up, Buttercup.
You're on thin ice.
An aerial view of an evergreen forest. Sean walks with Abby.
Can't believe you still live in Hayward.
Well, I lived in San Francisco for a couple years, but I moved back to open my practice.
Right, because you're a big fancy vet now. I guess your mom's obsession with adopting an 11-year-old golden retriever is rubbed off on you.
Wow, yeah, that's probably exactly what did it. I never thought about it like that.
Your mom is a saint.
Yeah. So you're a public defender now? Makes sense. You get to help people and argue with them at the same time?
Oh, it's not that noble. I'm just biding my time, and I'm going to become a big, soulless corporate lawyer any day now.
Oh, sure you are. It's crazy that with these busy lives, we both ended up coming to this retreat at the same time.
I know. Why did you come here?
I just wanted a little vacation.
Here?
Yeah, here? Why are you here?
Oh, Rachel.
Sean trips and falls.
Oh, hey! Are you okay?
I don't do a lot of hiking.
She helps him up.
And you clearly haven't found your feet yet.
Thanks.
They look at one another for a moment.
Do you want to... Should we go back?
No, we're practically there.
Okay. We just pretend this didn't happen.
Okay, good.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Meanwhile, on the lawn.
Hi.
Chef Mason and Rachel.
Hey.
This one's strawberry. I swear, no spinach went anywhere near it.
Oh. Thank you.
Are you joining the talking circle?
I don't know. I really wanted to do it with Abby.
What if I join you instead?
Don't you have to work?
My shift's over.
Back in the forest, Abby and Sean walk together. He carries a white canvas bag. They arrive at a forest clearing with a valley view of a winding river.
Thank you.
Not bad, huh? Couldn't ask for a better view.
No.
An aerial view of the river, the surrounding forest, and hills shrouded in mist on the horizon. They sit on a wooden bench.
I think I'm kind of starting to understand this whole hiking thing.
Sean hands her a bottle of water.
Thank you. Yeah.
This was a good call.
I agree. I mean, this place is pretty great. My only complaint is it can get a little too touchy-feely. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking circle?
Yeah. Talking is so stupid.
Abby winces and looks over at him.
Oh, you want to talk?
I mean, like, I don't want to talk per se. I just... Why'd you do it?
Do what?
Leave me at the bus stop. I know it's been a lifetime. I just need to know.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Come on, Sean. You don't remember? I was your best friend.
You know why, Abby.
No, I have been thinking about this for years, and I honestly don't know.
Because I was in love with you.
What?
Did you seriously not know?
No. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I was scared and, you know, in my stupid teenage brain, the whole unrequited love thing felt like a giant deal.
Well, if you had told me, you might have liked the response.
Sean looks at her.
Oh.
Yeah.
They look at each other for a long moment. Sean leans in and they kiss. They pull away and look into each other's eyes. Abby smiles and nods. They kiss again, surrounded by the forest and nearby the winding river in the mountain valley. In the forest, Sean and Abby lie together on a blanket.
I think we lost track of time. It's getting kind of dark.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We should get out of here before we lose all the light.
Yeah.
They stand up as Abby puts on her hoodie.
Which path was it?
That one.
Oh, Casera, too.
She points in another direction.
Yeah, there should only be one. That is... That's confusing.
He checks his phone.
Oh, great. No service. Trail app on my phone won't even open.
I mean, they look the same to me.
I think it's the one on the right.
I really wish you sounded more confident when you said that.
Me too, but I told you I don't have a lot of hiking experience.
Oh, look, horse tracks. We should follow those, right?
Are you sure? Because this one does look more familiar.
I don't know.
You know what? I trust you. Let's go the way you think we should go.
So agreeable. Must have been a really good kiss. Yeah, the horse tracks from the other day, right? They're gonna lead us back, for sure.
Back with Mason.
Oh, you gotta try this cider. I wanna see if you can guess my secret ingredient.
Barb.
Oh, nice addition of nutmeg this year, Chef.
Bart nods.
I'm guessing it's nutmeg.
So, Rachel, where's Abby? Off with Horseman?
Yeah, probably. They seem to be really hitting it off. And I'm here with Chef.
And you're gonna love this. Randy writes all these stories himself. They are super scary. Plus, you can't beat his social commentary. He does one about a ghost of a railway tycoon who haunts Jeff Bezos. It is both chilling and thought-provoking.
Wow.
I heard tonight's story is a critique of how golf courses are bad for the environment and has werewolves.
Oh, I hope I can't sleep tonight. Okay, let's get a seat.
They hurry towards a campfire.
He really likes werewolves.
With Randy.
We open on a plush country club. There's blood
everywhere!
Back in the moonlit forest with Sean and Abby.
Do you see any tracks?
No. You know, it's possible this wasn't the trail, or even a trail at all.
Oh, no. It was. It was just, like this one rogue horse that just went off into the wilderness, and we just happened to follow that one confused horse.
Abby, we haven't seen any prints in a while. We can't even find the ones that led us out here. I think we just gotta say it. We're lost.
Thank you.
He helps her on with his jacket.
Yeah, you're probably right. Could we go back to where we watched the sunset and then maybe reorient ourselves?
At this point, we have no idea what direction that would even be in. It's too dark. We just wind up getting more lost.
You can't get more lost. Actually, I take that back. I forget. You have a terrible sense of direction.
You were always impatient. Oh. If we just stay still, someone will eventually notice we're missing. We'll be a lot easier to find if we're not moving around, so we should stop, make camp.
I'm not impatient. I just think that sitting around waiting to die is a bad idea. And we don't have any, camp gear, so do you think we should just sit here in the forest in the dark and hope somebody finds us?
It's strategic.
What if we find the ocean? That could work.
I have a bad sense of direction. Abby, we're like 20 miles from the ocean.
Okay, don't laugh. There are no bad ideas when you're brainstorming.
Great, then let's do the idea where we stay here.
Fine. But only because my feet feel like they're about to fall off.
This has actually been a pretty good night. Let's not start arguing.
You're right, I'm sorry. I think it's just the stress of, being lost in the wilderness.
Well, I'm sure we can make do for a bit.
Okay, what are you doing?
I am gathering kindling to make a fire.
Do you have a lighter?
No, but I have seen every episode of Survivor, and those hours and hours of my life are about to finally come in handy.
I've seen every episode of Snapped. That doesn't mean that I would be good at my husband.
Well, you would be great.
Well, you better hope we don't stay out here too long, or I'm going to have to and eat you.
Sean sparks a flame.
You made a fire.
How much?
Oh, it's better than nothing. And now nobody can ever tell me again that watching reality TV is a waste of time. Fruit snacks.
You have food?
Yeah. I forgot that Rachel gave me a whole bag of candy and she was paranoid that anybody would find it, so I hid it in my clothes.
Oh, wow, you're like a really sarcastic piñata.
Uh-huh, now I don't have to eat you.
She tosses him a snack.
Someone will eventually notice we're missing and come find us.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Sean blows on the fire. Now morning. Sean and Abby lie in the forest on the blanket. Abby stirs and sits up. She looks around.
All right. Lost in the woods.
She touches Sean on the shoulder.
Oh. 5 more minutes, Bridgie.
Abby pulls her hand away.
Did you just say Bridgie?
Sean opens his eyes, pops up, and stares at her.
No.
Yes, you did. Do you have a girlfriend? Please don't tell me it's Bridgie from high school. That would be hard to believe there are two women out there with that name.
Sean gives her a sheepish look.
You ended up with Bridgie? She was like a cool, popular cheerleader. We hated those people.
Yeah.
Am I the other woman?
Did you just cheat on her by kissing me?
Sean sighs and looks away. In the dining hall, Rachel appears and looks around. In the kitchen with Mason.
Rachel, good morning.
Hi.
Come over here and try one of these.
Have you seen Abby?
No, I haven't. Here, it's a new recipe. Gluten-free and vegan.
A cinnamon bun.
Okay.
Rachel bites into it. She nods.
Yes?
Mm.
That's a good look. That's a yum look.
Is it vegan?
Yeah. I'll teach you how to make them today, in that lesson you're signed up for. You know, it's the funniest thing. Usually my classes are really popular, but somehow you're the only one who got to write their name down.
Wow, that's weird.
One-on-one lesson sounds pretty fun, though.
I can't. Not that I don't want to, but I haven't seen Abby since she took off with Sean yesterday, and she wasn't there when I woke up this morning, and now she's not answering her texts, and she missed a meal. So I'm panicking.
Well, if she's spending so much time with Sean, maybe she's still with him?
Rachel stops chewing.
Oh.
Together, they hurry down steps and down a hallway to a door.
Abby? Sean? Open the door. This is serious.
Doesn't sound like anyone's in there. Oh.
They push open the door. The room is quiet. Sean's bed is still made.
Oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Back in the forest, Abby sits on the ground with Sean.
Okay. Bridgie and I were dating, but we broke up.
Oh, what was last night then? Was that a rebound kiss?
Oh, Abby, don't do this. You know how I feel about you.
Do I, though? Because, I mean, we haven't really seen each other in, like, 17 years. I feel like I don't even really know you. And what are you even doing here? Are you here? Don't tell me it's because of your breakup with Miss School Spirit.
No. No, our breakup was actually very amicable.
Oh, come on. No breakup is ever truly amicable.
Well, ours was. Bridgie's very mature. Hey, come on. It's not like you get to judge. When it comes to dating people from high school, you didn't have great taste.
Are you talking about Dylan?
Yeah.
I was 17. He had a good jawline, and that's what teenagers do. They make bad dating choices. You are an adult.
Well, Bridgie turned out to be a perfectly nice adult. Sure, she was a lot when we were kids.
Really?
But she's a happy person. You know, the kind of person that doesn't have to make snide comments all the time.
You know what? Whatever. I don't eat this. I'm over it. Your dating life doesn't concern me. And you know what? I think it's time we get going.
No, I told you. We should just stay in one spot.
It's daylight, though. We should put it to use.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, by building another fire and trying to get it big enough that they can see the smoke.
Okay, that could take all day. I'm not just going to sit here and wait for that. So I'm going to leave with or without you.
Well, then it's going to have to be without me.
Huh. That sounds so familiar. Leaving me behind is what you do best.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
It is fair. Sean, you don't leave the person you love at a bus stop.
Okay, should we talk about what actually happened?
I don't want to talk about it. Mystery's been solved, and I am over it.
Really? Because you seem mad.
I am mad. I'm mad that I'm stuck in the woods. But you know what? I can fix that.
Hey, at least take one of the waters.
I don't want water, because I'm going to get rescued as soon as I hike to the top of that hill and get cell reception.
She storms off, stops, switches paths, and then keeps going.
It's not how cell service works.
You don't work!
Randy meets with Mason and Rachel.
They said that they were going on a sunset hike, but I haven't seen her for a whole day. And I thought that she was just having fun, hanging out with a guy that she liked, but I can see now that clearly something is very wrong.
Rachel, it's not your fault.
I kind of tricked her into coming here. She actually really hates nature.
We don't even offer a sunset hike.
He works his tablet.
They just made up their own activity? It's a pretty good idea, actually. We should have that. Do you know which trail they took?
I don't know. I've tried calling her a dozen times, but there's no answer.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely no service out there. But don't worry, we'll find them. I've never lost a guest in my entire career, and I do not plan on starting now.
Okay.
Randy smiles and nods.
So, what's the plan? Are we going to organize a search party? I can go now. I can start...
You don't do anything. I know this is stressful, but it won't do anybody any good for you to panic. I'll call in the authorities. Professionals will handle this.
I just want to help.
The last thing we need is for somebody else to get lost out there. I saw you have appointments for the spa later today. Why don't you check in early, enjoy the steam room, and
Try to relax.
Back with Abby as she wanders a forest alone.
I'm Sean. I am mature and I date heavy people.
Well, Sean, normal people don't just wake up one day and decide to go to adult summer camp by themselves. Something's fishy.
She stops and looks around. She reaches into her pocket, then impales a snack wrapper on the branch of a fallen log. She stands up and looks around.
Please, someone find these.
She keeps walking. Back with Sean as he tries to make a spark with two stones. He stops and looks into the woods.
Abby?
Now with Bart and Bob.
Hey, Rachel. We're just on our way to our pottery class.
Oh, that's really, really great, guys. Yeah.
You okay, sweetie?
Sean and Abby are lost in the woods. And it's all my fault because I brought her here and I encouraged her to solve the mystery of why Sean abandoned her at a bus stop.
Ooh, that sounds juicy.
Not now, Bart.
Okay.
How long have they been out there?
Since yesterday. Oh, no. They spent the night outside on the ground. She's got a bad back. Oh, no. Look at all these trails. I'm not going to be able to do this by myself. But maybe I could get some help from the nice people that I have met here.
Barb looks at Bart.
Please, because she is my best friend and she must be so scared out there.
Of course, we will help.
But the pottery class?
Screw the class. There are two people lost out there.
Huh. After all this time, sometimes I forget just how selfless you can be.
Not really.
Okay. Don't worry, Rachel. We have been here many times. We have other people we can ask. Let's go.
Ooh, what do we wear?
Oh, searching outfits.
I'm going to buy a compass.
Okay.
Back in the forest, Abby crawls up a steep hill.
Okay. We got this. Oh, just another day.
She stops to pull her hair back into a ponytail. She teeters and falls back. She rolls down the hill.
Abby?
Sean stands up. He grabs his bag and blanket and runs.
Abby?
Abby rolls down the hill into mud. She lifts her head and spits out mud.
This is why I don't do nature.
She checks her phone. On screen, a reminder about a spa mud bath.
Are you kidding me?
Sean appears.
Oh, I see your plan's going really well.
Yeah. You gonna keep laughing or are you gonna help me out?
Oh, well, lucky for you, I can do both.
Oh, please.
Sean pulls on her.
Pull harder!
He pulls her out of the mud. With Rachel.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the unofficial Abby and Sean search party. Mm-hmm. Randy wants us to wait for the park rangers, but if I know Abby and her stomach, we don't have that long.
True. Her liking food is the only thing I know about her.
That and the fact she scares me a little.
Oh, I know, right?
That's part of her charm. Okay, so it's safe to say that they took off from here, but the problem is that we don't know which one of these three trails they took. So I think the best bet is to break up into three groups and cover as much ground as we can. Okay, you guys take the scenic route. Go, 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 go. You two can take the trail to Devil's Backbone because that sounds intense. And B&B, you're with me. We're gonna take the trail to Fern Peak.
Thumbs up.
All right.
Mason appears.
Wait up.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Coming with you.
Aren't you worried that your boss told me I shouldn't do this?
Nah, we have a rapport.
Are you sure? Because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Technically, you are supposed to be in my cooking class right now, so I can say we went foraging.
Oh, yeah.
But also, probably best if he never finds out, so let's get going.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Bart and Bob follow them.
Abby! Sean!
In the forest with Sean and Abby.
This is officially the worst day of my life.
What about that time you thought bangs were a good idea?
He smiles at her.
I said worst day, not worst year.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think the mud's a really good look. It's very rugged.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Am I making it work?
Oh, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Abby struts and smiles. Now with Barb and Bart.
I'm sorry I'm so closed off. And I think it's amazing that you're doing this.
I'm sorry I keep threatening divorce. You know I'd never actually do it.
It's okay. Yeah, I should take you out more. My gosh, you just look so beautiful in nature.
They stop and look into each other's eyes. Bart turns to go, but Barb grabs and kisses him. Rachel and Mason pass him and to a view of the river.
This is it! This is totally it!
Oh, wow.
I mean, look at that view!
They definitely could have watched the sunset from here.
Right?
Should we look for clues or something?
Yeah. They look all around. Bart crouches by the wooden bench.
Oh, wow, look at all this graffiti. Hey, any chance JL and BA are their initials?
I don't think so, Bart.
It was a joke.
He rolls his eyes. Rachel stops and looks down at the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
She picks up a candy wrapper.
This is one of Abby's candies. She was definitely here. Oh, no.
That's fine.
It's unopened. Abby would never leave uneaten candy behind.
Well, maybe it's not hers.
Maybe she didn't know she dropped it.
Or maybe you two are insane. Because this is definitely Abby's. And Abby is probably definitely dead. Oh, no. Do you think that she got eaten by a bear?
Don't worry. Nobody's dead. There aren't even bears in these woods. I'm sure Abby's fine.
Well, how do you explain this, huh? Huh?
Barb chases after her.
Abby!
At a shallow river.
Oh, by the way, I think you might have a hole in your pocket.
What?
Yeah, I found a bunch of these when I came after you.
He holds up a candy wrapper. Abby tilts her head and stares at him.
Let me get this straight. You hear me screaming while alone in the woods. You come running to my rescue, but you stop on the way to pick up trash?
Don't you remember I got our high school to implement recycling bins before it was standard?
Do you tell people that out loud? Because now I understand why you ended up with Bridgie.
Ah, so you are jealous of her.
No, I'm not jealous of her. I am a little upset that you cleared out our clues.
What?
Yeah, they're clues. I left a trail so that people could find us.
These aren't clues, Abby. They're trash. You littered throughout the entire forest.
Sean, I don't care about littering in the forest. I care about being found. And now there is no way for people to track us.
I just don't think it's very realistic to think anyone would find them. But I know for a fact that this will take 400 years to disintegrate.
400 years?
She throws down the wrapper.
Don't.
Sean reaches for it.
Dare. Touch that.
Sean hovers his hand over it as she stares him down. He pulls his hand away. Abby looks down at her stomach.
Is that your stomach or mine?
I think it was both of ours.
We're doomed.
We're not doomed. We're just hungry. Do you have any more candy?
Yeah, I think I have one more.
She looks down her shirt.
Oh, gone!
Oh, great. You littered again.
Hey, Sean, I can't. Something touched my leg!
Well, it's a stream, Abby. It was probably a fish or something.
See, or something that worries me. Fish! Where'd you catch one?
I'm hungry, but not that hungry.
You don't like fish?
I don't eat fish. When I became a vet, I also became a vegetarian.
Of course you did.
Doing what I do, you wouldn't feel right eating anything with a face.
Great, I'll give you the butt. Let's go!
Rachel walks with Mason.
My parents were hippie therapists. Colors are really big with them.
Oh, lucky. Mine was an insurance adjuster and an accountant.
So do you know what a write-off is?
Not a chance.
Rachel.
Barb.
We have to turn back. There's no sign of them. We have been out here for hours.
Barbara, I can't give up on my best friend. Would you give up on Bart?
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, look.
Mason points to the ground.
It's a candy wrapper.
Rachel picks it up.
It's empty! That means that Abby could still be alive!
She hugs Mason.
Thank God for your beautiful, good eyes. Okay, let's go!
She marches on alone. Bart follows.
Screw the pottery class. Two people lost, don't they?
Barbara!
She trudges on behind him. Meanwhile, Abby and Sean stand ankle deep in the river.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Sean.
This is not working. Are you even trying to hurt them to me?
Come on, you know I'm conflicted about this.
Well, you already came up with the murder weapon, so we're in this now together.
Can we not call it murder?
Fine. I just want to meet the fish with my hand. And then my stomach.
She stares at him.
Okay, here they come. Let's do it.
Okay, guys.
Come on, go, get it!
Abby tries to grab one with a wet shirt.
Come on.
Maybe fishing can be entertaining.
Okay, funny guy. You know what? Why don't you try?
She throws him the shirt.
Show me what you're made of.
Sean wipes his brow.
All right. What's this?
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Here they come. I'm gonna get... Okay.
Abby splashes the water. Sean wrestles a fish with the shirt.
Did you get it? Also, I'm a little mad that you got it on your first try.
Later, they cook fish meat on a hot stone.
Okay.
Abby pulls the meat apart.
There you go.
She offers it to Sean.
Oh, I don't think I can.
Sean, the worst is over. I've already killed him. Do not let his death go to waste.
But...
We get it. Okay, we get it. You have high moral standards. You don't eat meat. You don't litter. You don't talk badly about your exes. But, Sean... Look at where we are. We are lost in the woods. Okay, you can make exceptions for literal survival. You do not know when you're going to eat again.
You're right.
Good.
He puts some meat in his mouth. He winces as he chews, then stops and stares.
Abby.
Mm-hmm. Good, right?
No, I hate it. But no? The stream. There is a stream that runs through the resort. This is probably the same one.
Rachel's Babbling Brook?
No, we could just follow this the whole way back.
You're a genius.
You can have my fish.
No, you only had like a piece.
Well, I'm good. Plus, I heard your stomach rumble.
Thanks.
Anything for you, Abs. You know that.
He puts his arm around her.
You know you're like the only person that ever called me that? I really miss it.
She smiles at him.
Me too.
He draws her close, then looks at the cooked fish.
I shouldn't have named him.
Abby shrugs. Sean walks along the rocky shore of the river with Abby.
Remember that summer we tried to start our own business?
Abby and Sean's joke service. How could I forget?
Yeah. Surprised not more people tried to hire us to write jokes for them. We were hilarious.
Yeah, we probably should have come up with a funnier name.
Fair critique.
What's wrong?
How do we even know this is the right river? I don't recognize any of this.
Well, how many rivers could there be running through this place?
We're gonna die out here.
We're not gonna die. We'll just follow this, and if it's wrong, we'll turn back. Abs, it will be fine.
It's not fine, okay? Stop saying it's gonna be fine, because it's not fine. We could starve to death before we even reach the end of this river.
I feel like we'll know before then if it's right or wrong.
Hey, that's not helping.
You know what else isn't helpful? Only focusing on the negative. This is a bad situation. Yes, but we can handle this together.
I'm not being negative. I'm being a realist. Okay? And I'm allowed to feel what I feel. It's better than what you do.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
You act like some superior, moral, kind person when really you're just a coward.
Excuse me?
You abandoned me. If you loved me, you should have told me you shouldn't have left me.
Okay, I knew you were still mad. Look, I made a bad choice, but I was just a dumb kid.
You sent your mother to tell me you weren't coming. Do you know that by the time she found me, I was so lost, I was so confused, and I was so upset?
I know. She really let me have it for that.
Good.
She thought that I should have faced you myself, and she was right. She was always right.
Sean bows his head. Abby stares at him.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's why I'm here. She passed away 4 months ago.
Sean, I'm so sorry.
She wraps her arms around him.
I don't know why I called you a coward. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I am. Just miss her.
I always thought it was so cool, the relationship you guys had. You were so close. Made me wish I had that kind of relationship with my mom. I mean, not my mom, exactly, but, you know.
Yeah. After she passed away, it made me, I don't know, take stock of what I wanted out of life.
I know that sounds cliche, but
no,
it's true.
Makes total sense. She was so full of life. So sure of herself.
Yeah, she was. I always wished I was more like her. And after she passed, I realized the things I wasn't sure about just couldn't stay.
Guessing one of those things was Bridgie.
We'd been drifting for a while, so she wasn't surprised.
Wow, it really was the first amicable breakup in history.
After the funeral, I took a leave from work, started Googling retreats. I don't know, I thought if I got out of my normal life, it might make me feel better. And my mom always said nature is the best medicine.
I took that a little too literally. Has it helped?
Weirdly, yeah. And you're here. It does feel strangely cosmic.
Yeah. Actually, it feels strangely Rachel.
Always knowing what I need before I know it myself. I haven't been doing so great. Work's been very stressful and kind of just been isolating myself, I guess. You know how bad my attitude can get.
Your attitude's never bothered me. You've always been a cynic or a realist, as you put it. But I know it's just because you felt like you had to be tough.
Oh, yeah. Growing up on the mean streets of Hayward.
Oh, come on, Abby. You remember my mom. I remember yours, too.
That's unfortunate for you. She didn't handle my dad bailing very well. Or like at all, actually.
You are nothing like her. You had to grow up faster than you should have, Abs. But being strong does not make you mean, and it definitely doesn't make you your mom.
Feels generous.
No way. You got me down from the ropes course. Because after all these years, you still remembered I'm afraid of heights.
Someone had to.
Yes, but not everyone would have. That's my point. In high school, you were my biggest defender. Now you defend complete strangers for a living. You know, even now, when I feel like I have to be strong, it's your voice I hear in my head.
Thank you. How sad for you, though, you always hearing my voice in your head. Looks like we're spending another night in the woods.
Guess we should make camp.
In another part of the forest with Rachel Mason, Barb, and Bart.
Rachel? It is getting late. We need to get back.
Not until I have proof of life, Bart.
Oh, finally!
Randy with two forest rangers.
I have been worried sick. Your friends came back from the hike and told us that you had formed your own search party.
I knew Bradley and Justin were narcs.
Never trust anyone wearing a fanny pack.
You could have been eaten by bears.
What?
Okay, yeah, I lied about the no bears thing, but the chance of a bear attack is so slim.
But not impossible.
Randy.
Don't Randy me. I'm the most disappointed by you, Chef. Glenn had to make the kale chips today, and guess what? They were disgusting.
Randy, it wasn't his fault. He was just trying to help me.
Oh, Rachel, I am so proud of you for taking charge. You are radiating with a confidence that you didn't have 3 days ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I want us to be safe. So I'll need you all to follow the rangers back to the property. We'll send out a search party at first light tomorrow.
Oh, good. My dogs are barking.
Well, this is why I say you should walk daily. Oh, maybe we should start doing that together.
Oh.
I'm game to stay out and search if you want.
No. I think that Randy's right. Plus, we don't have gear to be out here overnight.
I may be a chef, but I also used to be a Boy Scout. So I've got flashlights, blankets, and a satellite phone.
You have a satellite phone?
Always be prepared. Plus, I've seen Taken like 50 times. So? Are you up for breaking the rules?
You know what?
Let's go.
In a forest clearing, Sean uses two stones to light a spark.
It's colder than it was last night.
Don't worry, I got this.
Abby sees a snake. She falls over a log.
Hey, you okay?
No, I think I twisted my ankle.
Okay, can you try to stand?
No, ow, hurts too much.
All right, here, ready?
Yeah.
He helps her up as it begins to rain.
Okay, let's move you closer to that tree.
No, that's where the snake was.
Abby, it's raining, we need the shelter. And I hate to break it to you, but that is just a garter snake.
Still a snake?
They move under a tree.
Okay.
Sean helps her down.
What if I can't walk at all tomorrow?
It's possible that that happens, but if it does, we'll figure it out.
I know I kept saying that we were gonna die out here. I didn't really mean it.
Because we won't.
I mean it now. I'm scared. We have no food. We have no fire. It's raining. What are we gonna do?
We are gonna take this one moment at a time. We're gonna get through this together.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay. Yeah.
They huddle under the tree. Sean wraps his arms around her. Now at night, Mason holds a flashlight as he walks with Rachel.
So, why did you get into cooking?
My parents weren't big into home cooking, and I got sick of eating chicken nuggets.
That's the only thing I know how to make.
I know, they're delicious.
Hmm.
Well, maybe after we find Abby and Sean, we could have that cooking date. What's up?
A candy wrapper.
Oh.
It's looking less likely like they're dead.
Yeah.
Back under the tree with Sean, Abby holds her hand out to check for rain.
Stop raining. I have to check out this Survivor show. Look at this lean-to. It's fancy.
Abby the Dad didn't show up for our trip.
Oh, Sean, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
No, I know. It's just... I'd finally gotten up the courage to tell you how I felt. I figured if we were going to spend the whole summer traveling together, you should know the truth. So... I went to find you, and I saw you at your car making out with that doofus Dylan.
Sean.
I felt like such an idiot for thinking I had a chance with you, and I was heartbroken and angry, and I just couldn't face you after that.
He did kiss me that day, but had you stuck around, you would have seen me tell him to get lost.
Huh. I'm so sorry I left you at that bus stop. I have regretted it for years.
You're not entirely to blame. I did ignore all of your phone calls.
I wrote letters, too.
Yeah, I burned those.
Huh.
Yeah, I was so hurt and so mad at myself for feeling that way and for
missing you so much.
You missed me.
Every day.
They gaze into each other's eyes and kiss. They hold each other close. In the morning, an aerial view of the river valley. In the forest, Abby sleeps beside Sean. She stirs and opens her eyes. Sean sits up.
What is it?
There's something in the forest.
I don't hear anything.
Mason and Rachel appear.
Abby? Rachel? Abby?
You're alive!
Rachel and Abby hug.
See? No bears.
Hey, bears are a possibility?
I've never been happier to see another human in my life.
What are you doing here?
Rescuing you, obviously.
How did you guys find us?
It turns out Rachel is an excellent tracker.
I know a clue when I find one.
You found my candy trail? I told you this would work!
Yes, but technically it means if we'd stayed...
Just don't litter, okay?
All right, let's get you out of here.
Yeah, I can't walk.
Oh, what happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, I will be.
Ready?
One, two, three.
They help her to her feet. In a hospital, Rachel walks with Abby, rolling an IV pole.
So you spent the night in the woods with Hotshot?
Yes, looking for you.
Mm-hmm. And?
And falling in like, I don't know, I really like him. What about you? You and Sean seem to be getting really cozy in the woods. And don't give me some line about feeling cold.
Well, it was very cold, Rachel.
Okay. Abby, sit down.
They sit beside one another in the reception area.
Spill.
You were right. You had an explanation for everything.
Which was?
That he was in love with me.
What?
Came to tell me the night before we were supposed to leave. And when he showed up, he thought that he saw me getting back together with my ex.
That's why he didn't show.
Yeah, but he also didn't give me the chance to tell him that I felt the same.
Oh my gosh. He's not your best friend. He's the love of your life. Oh.
No. It's very complicated.
I don't know. It doesn't sound very complicated. It sounds like you found someone that you like that you could potentially be with.
Don't even live in the same city.
You live 5 hours away from each other. 4.5 if you drive really fast.
Yeah, but we're very busy people, though.
Abby, this just sounds like a bunch of excuses.
It's not an excuse. I'm thinking logically here. You know, I'm a realist.
Realist, yeah. You don't say. Abby, I think maybe this one time you should think with your heart and not your head.
Abby looks at her. She appears lost in thought. Outside on a crowded terrace with Randy.
They were lost in the woods for 2 nights. Where's the camembert? Oh, there's our girl, yes. Safe and sound.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am going to go get my smoothie. Maybe you should go talk to Sean.
Sure, you go smoothie it up with Hot Chef.
Abby limps towards Bart and Barb.
Abby, yes. We are so glad you made it back safe.
Thank you. And I heard you guys joined the search party. I'm so grateful. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we should be thanking you.
Your life and death circumstances helped to cement our romance.
Sean comes rushing over.
Would you mind if I borrowed her?
Bart and Barb cuddle.
They don't mind.
Abby and Sean rush past them. Abby and Sean sit on 2 cushioned wicker chairs. In the silence, they avoid each other's gaze.
This shouldn't be weird, right?
No. What's weird about 2 old friends reconnecting?
Exactly.
Tomorrow's the last day of the retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it went by fast, but getting lost in the woods felt like an eternity. Like, not in a bad way. I had a good time.
Oh, yeah? Despite the fear of death?
Despite that.
So what are you thinking is next for us?
Oh.
I mean, I was thinking... Sorry. You go first.
I was just going to say it was so nice to reconnect, and, yeah, I never thought that was going to happen.
Me either.
But, you know, we're different people now, and different lives, different cities.
Hey, people make long distance work.
He holds her hand. Abby pulls it away.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm one of those people, Sean. I just think we got caught up in the moment. You know, the nostalgia. I don't think we were thinking clearly.
Don't do that. Don't tell me what I was thinking.
Okay. Can you honestly tell me, though, that with your recent breakup and the loss of your mom, that you are thinking straight?
Do you really think it's fair using that against me right now?
It makes sense that we would fall back into old patterns.
Old patterns. That's what you think this was.
I don't know what this was. But I do know that it feels unrealistic to think that it could work. Okay, you're gonna go back to your life, I'm gonna go back to mine. We're barely ever gonna see each other, and this is just the truth of how this will eventually play out. Come on. You know I'm right.
Yeah, probably are.
But I'm so glad that we're friends again, and we will always be friends.
Yeah. Friends it is.
Sean sits back. They both look out. Abby looks towards him with a furrowed brow. In the dining hall, Abby and Rachel sit at a table. Mason approaches with two plates of pancakes.
For the woman who survived the woods.
He gives one to Abby.
And the woman who saved her.
Thank you.
You better marry that guy.
So there's lots of activities today. There's even a aerial yoga class. But I'm guessing you don't want to do anything since you were trapped in the woods for 2 days.
You know what? This place isn't so bad.
She eats her pancakes.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't turn out exactly as I had expected, but
I had fun. I'm almost afraid to ruin this moment by signing us up for anything.
No, it's fine, Rachel. You know what? I actually really do want to spend our last day with our new friends. In fact, I'll do the honors and sign us up for something. Active participation.
Did you hit your head in the woods?
Yeah, several times.
Later, Rachel walks down a hallway and arrives at Sean's door. Rachel listens at the door. A female retreat employee appears.
Hi, Rachel. What you doing?
I'm just looking for Sean.
He's gone. Left this morning.
He's gone? Without saying goodbye to Abby?
He wouldn't even give Randy a hug.
The employee walks away as Rachel stares off. Now at a terrace buffet with Abby and Rachel.
Hey.
Hey. So, I thought about what you said earlier this week, and I signed us up for the talking circle. Now, I can't promise I'm going to do a lot of talking, but I will definitely listen. There's a big one this afternoon, and it's followed by a fancy dinner under the stars. Now, old me would have said, let's just skip out early, but look at me now.
It's great.
Yeah, Randy says it's going to be a really good way for me to re-enter the real world surrounded by joy and light.
Joy and light.
What's the matter? I thought you'd be so happy about the talking circle.
Yeah, no, I am. I am happy about the talking circle. He left.
You're kidding.
At least he said he left this morning.
I thought he had changed. I thought he was different from when we were kids, but he's exactly the same. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Okay, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but what did you say to him last night?
Excuse me, you think this is my fault?
No, it's just that sometimes you say things you don't really mean.
Rachel, I'm a lawyer. Like, words are my thing. It's what I'm good at, okay?
Yes, but being a person with feelings and connection is different than being a lawyer in a courtroom.
All I said was, it was really nice to reconnect, and that we probably wouldn't see each other again because living far apart is hard. And then I also said that he probably wasn't thinking clearly because of his recent breakup and the loss of his mom.
So you were playing devil's advocate and trying to make your case rather than having an honest conversation with someone who was trying to connect with you.
Sometimes people need to be able to say the things that are hard.
Yeah, but that doesn't always have to be you. Listen, Sean should not have left.
No.
But I understand why he did.
What?
He has been trying to love you since you were kids. And yeah, he ran away physically, but you're doing it emotionally.
Okay. You're painting me out to be this person who's incapable of having a connection. You're my best friend. I can't be that inept.
Well, you're different with me. You have this wall up where people have a hard time knowing where they stand with you. And you've been my friend for 15 years. And you have this realist defense mechanism where it looks like you're just constantly having a bad time.
You know that I don't have a bad time with you, right?
I know. Now, it's just sometimes really nice to know how you really feel.
Abby looks at her as her eyes fill with tears.
Rachel, I'm sorry.
You're like the best friend anybody could ever ask for.
Abby hugs her.
I love you, Vince. I can tell you that every day if you need me to.
I love you too, and I know. It's just so nice to hear you say it out loud.
Abby wipes at her tears. She shakes her head.
I'm gonna have to be the one to reach out to Sean, aren't I?
A black truck drives a mountain highway, Sean's eyes reflected in the rearview mirror. The truck pulls to the side of the road. Sean checks his phone, a call from Abby. Sean looks up for a moment, then rejects the call. He sees that his fuel level is low. He pulls back onto the road. The outdoor talking circle with Randy.
Welcome. It is so nice to see everybody on our last day together. Usually, we use this time to say what we're grateful for and what we learned this week. Would anyone like to go first?
Barb throws up her hand. Randy shakes his head. Then Abby slowly puts up her hand.
Abby, what a surprise.
Please, go ahead.
Are you sure? Yeah, I'm just gonna use my words.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. It's funny at work. I'm really good at articulating exactly what needs to be said, but I guess doing a job that's based in facts doesn't necessarily translate to speaking what's in your heart. My best friend Rachel taught me that like an hour ago.
Rachel smiles and waves to the group.
She's actually who I'm most grateful for. And whom I learn from every day. Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel puts her hand to her heart.
Thank you, Randy. And thank you, everybody. I did not want to come to this camp.
Wilderness retreat.
So sorry. Wilderness retreat. But this week has been, even getting lost in the woods for 2 days has been an eye-opening experience. And I'm just really grateful for what this week has brought me.
Rachel and Randy smile. Bart and Barb watch her.
Yeah, so that's all. That's it. That's all I got. Did I do that right?
You did great.
Oh, good.
Abby, I am so proud of you.
Oh, we're okay. Okay.
He hugs her. Rachel joins in.
Ooh. Can't breathe.
I'm sorry. Barb, please.
Meanwhile, at a roadside gas station, Sean stands near the cash register, staring off.
You need any help?
Mm-hmm. No. I'm good. Thank you.
You sure? Because you've been staring at the same bag of hot chips for like 20 minutes.
Just trying to decide if I should get them.
Go for it, man. They're literally 99 cents.
Yeah, but I haven't had these since high school. I remember them as being the greatest snack in the world. But maybe now they'd be disappointing. Or maybe it's possible that after all these years, they haven't changed a bit, which seems like it would be great, but actually it's worse.
Dang, that's a real lose-lose. Just don't get any chips at all.
Yeah, that was my plan. But doesn't that make me a coward?
No, I say leave the past in the past. Remember the chips how they were, you know?
I'm not talking about chips. Sorry. It's a girl. I'm just trying not to get my heart broken.
Ooh, then that changes my advice completely.
Sean watches as the clerk walks away. Sean checks his phone, then looks up at the chips. In the retreat bedroom with Rachel and Abby.
Hey, where have you been?
Oh, just talking to Chef.
You two going steady yet?
No, just discussing the theme for tonight's dinner.
Oh, there's a theme?
It sort of turned into a little dance. I'm gonna wear a dress, really lean into it.
I didn't bring a dress.
I didn't either, but lucky for us, Barb had a few to spare.
Barb? Hmm? And what's the emotional significance of the dress?
Abby, you don't have to read into everything. It's just a pretty dress.
Okay. Fine, I'll wear the dress. But you know how I feel about dances. I've changed a lot this week, but I have not changed that much.
Well,
okay?
I think you are really going to like this one. And rumor has it, there will be carbs.
Give me the dress. I'll be ready in 5.
No, wait. I just wanted to do your hair.
Oh, no, I'm just going to curl it.
That's fine. I just want to add a little something.
Whoa, is that a butterfly clip? Is the theme of tonight my teenage nightmare?
I found these in the Lost and Found. Apparently, this used to be an actual summer camp. And guess who used to work here?
Oh, no, Randy?
Randy. Of course it is. Just stay calm.
Rachel holds out the butterfly clip. Later at the dance, Randy works a DJ board. The dance floor is crowded as Rachel arrives with Abby.
What is this, and why does it feel like high school?
Just go with it. Hi.
Rachel waves and hurries away. Abby looks around and smiles in a sleeveless teal green dress. She stares as the crowd parts to reveal Sean in a white shirt and suit jacket. He smiles and walks towards her.
Okay, what is this?
There's something I've been meaning to ask you for a long time.
Okay.
He holds out his hand.
Will you dance with me?
Absolutely.
Sean smiles, and they dance in each other's arms.
Did you do all this?
Oh, I had a little help.
Rachel walks by with Mason. Mm-hmm. Mason twirls Rachel, and they dance.
I'm sad that I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, you don't look too far. Maybe we could see each other again. I'll teach you how to make a pizza.
Pizza? That is very involved.
And it takes a very long time. Especially if you make everything from scratch.
Oh, I'm in.
They lean in and kiss. Rachel smiles as he twirls her. Nearby, Sean and Abby.
Wow. It can be that simple.
Yeah, not everyone has to wait for 17 years.
Sorry, I'm still so bad at telling people how I feel.
No, I'm sorry, too. I've known you since we were kids, and somehow I still forget. Better at showing people how you feel rather than saying it.
So, you understood what it meant when I texted you that Ardendale's in between Hayward and L.A.?
I did. And it meant a lot that you were willing to meet me halfway. But it wasn't necessary.
No, it is. I mean, I know that long distance is a lot of work, and I want you to know that I'm not afraid.
It is a lot of work. But there's nothing really keeping me in Hayward anymore. I can open a practice anywhere. And the only reason I opened one in Hayward was to be close to my mom.
But you'd move to L.A.?
Sean smiles and nods his head.
Yeah.
Are you serious you moved to L.A. for me?
Abs, I'd do anything for you. You know that.
Abby's eyes glisten with tears.
I'm sorry I disappeared without saying goodbye. That'll never happen again.
Better not. I think I'm about to say what I really feel.
Can't wait.
I love you.
I know.
She places her hand on his cheek and draws him close. They kiss on the crowded dance floor. Flashback to them as teenagers at the dance, then back to Sean.
I love you too.
They smile as they gaze into each other's eyes, and then they kiss. Fade to black.